signal to submerge the magic island, the weird island of Euclidea. On board the Gregory yacht, Captain Bradford and Mrs. Gregory hurriedly transfer their valuables to the other captive boat, which is to be used in the escape, as they await anxiously for word from Jerry and Joan. The youngsters have gone down into the mysterious depths of the island in a brave attempt to cripple the Euclidean machinery and postpone pursuit of the Gregory boat. The boat is supposed to steal out of the lock at 8 o'clock. It is now after 7:30. How can Jerry and Joan get back to the yacht in time, if they get back at all? They are now making their way up a narrow and dangerous spiral concrete tube running from the top to the bottom of the island.
Are you doing all right, Joan?
I'm very tired, Jerry, but I will reach the platform.
Gee, we've climbed 50 feet up the inside of this cement baggage chute.
Not quite. It will be 50 feet when we get to that little platform.
Okay, kid. Don't lose your nerve. Now then, I've got my back braced against this thing. I think I can hold you. Let one of your feet slide. Slow now.
All right.
Slide it down the wall and see if I can hold it with my hand.
I feel as if I would fall, Jerry. You must hurry.
I got your foot all right, Joan. Now, I'll push as hard as I can without sliding down this thing. You try to crawl up far enough to get your hands over the edge of the platform. Ready?
I nearly have it. Yes, I have my hands on it.
Good. Then start pulling yourself up as hard as you can. I'll help you.
I think I can get on it now. Oh, Jerry, I am up.
Oh, swell. Now, if I can only stick here like a fly until I get my breath, I'll see if I can get up there.
This platform is large enough for me to lie down on. I will lie flat and hold my arms down to you. Then I can help you up.
Yeah. If I don't pull you off of there and both of us shoot down this thing again.
Oh, Jerry, I have found a small concrete arch behind which I may hook my heels. So, now I will be able to hold you. Give me your hands. Don't be afraid, Jerry. I can hold you easily.
Okay. Now I get my elbow up on this thing. Here we come. Oh, boy.
Oh, that was a terrible experience. And we are only halfway up now. This platform is on the fifth level.
Well, then we'll just have to go out into the fifth level and take our chances with what we find there. Neither of us can make another 50 feet of that.
You are right. It would be impossible.
Our hands and feet are probably all cut up now. Climbing 50 feet in a concrete pipe with your bare hands and stocking feet doesn't put you in very good shape for more climbing.
I think we are in our bare feet now, Jerry. The stockings must be cut to ribbons.
Oh, can I turn my flashlight on for a minute? I want to see what shape we're in before we run out there. We can be ready to answer questions about what happened to us when we find out what did happen.
I think you may use the light, Jerry.
Okay. Oh, gee, Joan. Your feet are cut up awful bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, do not stop to be sorry now, Jerry. Listen.
Gee, they're still submerging this thing.
No, Jerry. They have not started to submerge it as yet.
But we heard the signal when we started to climb up here. And that must have taken us 15 or 20 minutes.
But the signal we heard just now, those six strokes on the alarm gong, means to stand by all stations to submerge. It must be that they are having trouble with the submerging operation.
Well, I hope we've fixed up their old power plant so they can't ever submerge this crazy Euclidea again.
There is little hope there. It will be only a matter of time until they pump out the water that we let into the power chambers.
Then let's get going. We've got to make it to that radio room on the top and get a message off to Johnson before this goes under.
That signal to submerge will have taken all men to their stations, and there are no control stations in the sound channel. This platform opens off the sound channel. We will have to take a desperate chance, Jerry.
That won't be anything new for us. What is it?
We must cross the sound room and enter the private elevator of the control group.
Well, I'm ready to take the chance. Where will that elevator take us?
Directly into the voice transmission chambers on the surface of Euclidea. Then we will have to take over the controls and send the message.
Sounds easy. Okay, my little barefoot boy. Here we go.
Open the door gently, Jerry. Be sure that no one is in the sound chamber.
Yeah, check. Huh? No. Looks okay. I'm glad this is one of those noiseless doors.
Go on into the room, Jerry. We must hurry.
Yeah. Here we go, then. Now, where is that elevator?
In that corner of the room. We must pass through the sound zone. Do not shout as you did before.
Okay, I'll watch it. But what are we going to do if we find somebody waiting for us at the top of that elevator? Hey, listen to my voice.
Yes, Jerry, I warned you not to shout.
And now our bare feet sound like we had boots on.
We will be out of the zone in a few steps.
It'll be all right with me. I like noise when I want it, but when I'm trying to be quiet and... Hey, now the voice comes out right side up again.
And we are approaching the private elevator.
And when we get in this thing, can they hear our voices in the control room?
Certainly. We will be able to say nothing until we arrive in the control room on the surface level. Then I will speak to the guard, find some excuse to make him turn his back to me, and use the ray gun on him. That will give you 5 minutes to get the message to Johnson. Now open the door, Jerry.
Okay.
Speak no word until we meet the guard.
Yeah. You'd better run the elevator when we get in it. I never saw how this one works.
I shall do so. We may count the levels as we pass by the magnets moving the car. Now, silence.
At which time you will report immediately to the control chamber. Station 91. Station 91. You will use all speed in discovering cause of delay in submerging. Check the entire ninth level by photoray. At which time you will report immediately to the control chamber. Emergency diving stations. Signal to submerge. Repeat at 60-second intervals until operation begins. Signal stand by to submerge. Clear all channels to this chamber. Execute. What are you doing here, Cleostra?
I have come with this prisoner. He was given permission to go to the laboratory to aid in reviving the sleeping scientists. When we arrived at the laboratory, he refused. I was instructed to return him to the surface.
You, young man, sit over there, in that steel chair. Not there, over here. Must I put you in the chair?
Gee, you did it again, Joan. You're sure slick with that ray gun.
He will sleep for 5 minutes, Jerry. That is not long. We must operate the voice transmission apparatus at once.
Is he the only guard in this place?
In this room, yes. Though in the power dispatching chamber directly below us, another guard is on duty.
Well, wouldn't he hear this ray gun go off?
No. That door leads to his room. It is closed and soundproof.
This seems too easy to me. Is there always just one guard in these places?
Of course not. But the others are busy trying to revive the sleeping chemists and preparing to submerge the island.
Yes, but if
Oh, Jerry, please. This is no time to argue. I will set the transmitter on the northerly directional beam. We must raise Johnson at once. I will also close all these local communication circuits so that there is no danger of anything we say being heard elsewhere on the island. Oh, Jerry.
Huh? What's the matter now?
This microphone was open. The intercommunicating circuit to the lower level.
Gee, then somebody might have heard that ray gun.
Yes. Hurry with the message, Jerry.
Well, where do I talk? I mean, where's the beam thing I want?
Directly in front of you now, Jerry. I will give you the message quietly. You may repeat it. Get any station quickly.
Right. Here we go. J-12C, Jerry Hall to any station. Emergency. Can you hear me, Wilmington? Hurry it up. Hello, J-12C. Hello.
Hello. Waiting for hours with set wide open. Shoot it fast. I'm ready.
Here it comes. Take it over, Joan. You can save time if I don't have to repeat it.
Joan Gregory to J-12C. Message from Bradford. This is it. Every indication going have trouble. Possibly may feel unwise even leave free in this yacht. Many islanders lying, and forced sleep. Doesn't indicate especially sincere enjoyment. Longer, unusual silence envelops. Our waiting now. Perhaps later advice, nearer solution. That is all.
Right. Checking now. Your position sounds hopeless, but we'll let you know if I can contact the ship station. Anything else?
That is all.
Nice work, Joan. Johnson's got our message. But how far from the island is he, and how long will it take him to get here?
I have copied his answer. I think the captain will have a code for it.
Got your message here on the yacht. Good work, kids, but it's no use. They're pulling the yacht inside the lock again, and we're going to be submerged with the island. Better stay where you are. Dangerous to try getting back to yacht now.
We'll be all right here, Tex. We'll come through the island and meet you in the lock.
Right. Have cut Johnson's boat adrift. Orders from the island. Lock too small for two boats. So Johnson's boat is a total loss. Drifting out to sea.
The captain said they had cut the other boat loose, Jerry. And the yacht is being taken into the lock. Oh, that is wonderful.
You bet it's wonderful. Those guys don't know they're taking an empty boat into the lock. And that Captain Bradford and your mother and all our friends are on the boat they've turned loose. It's out in the open water now, Joan. The boat is free.
They've started to submerge, Jerry. In a moment, this room will be going underwater.
Then we'll swim for it. Come on, Joan. At least we can float, but Euclidea is sunk.